Western nations, although they have, you can have similar pay, or maybe even the same amount of pay, and vote, and you know, make their own money and all of that, that does not mean that they are still considered as valuable as a man. It's still, you know, shocking if a woman is a leader of a country. That's still considered an amazing event. And not that they're all good or bad. I mean, there's many women leaders that are just as corrupt, if not more corrupt, than men. So we're not talking about that, their character. We're just talking about the fact that they're women and whether they're given that open door to certain things. But let's not even talk about political. Let's talk on a Christian basis. There is a victim mentality that women are given, that we're supposed to just shut up, grin and bear it. But she is Christian wives, let's put it as it is. And that spirit that has come across women and comes through men, often their own husbands, and sometimes leadership and other men, will defile women, whether it's by pornography, whether it's by language, whether it's by even intimacy. What's meant to be glorious and holy intimacy, or a woman will feel filthy even though she's married because it's the desire, the lust is so strong. There's a lot of defiling of women in the Christian body, in the body of Christ. And it is not something that God sanctions or supports in any way. Women need to know that they do have a right to be treated as gifts and treasures that they are to men. When I was in Africa, the men, it's amazing. The women are always working. They're always either taking care of the babies, cooking, working in the field, cleaning. And a lot of the men do not do a lot. And you watch the women work day, morning, sun up to sundown, and then after. And I remember in one of the priests speaking to the men, now it wasn't these particular men at this village because I'd only been there a day or so I'd all been in the country for a while, for a few days, really not that long, and I'd only observed this everywhere I went, each village, and you know, even town. And one of the things that I addressed was that women were given as gifts and treasures to men, as Eve was given, not so he could force her into submission and make her do what his bidding, and not as a subservient helpmate, which we've been also called using that scripture in that way, but instead as one to be one with. How can you be one with someone who's unequal? So God is saying to women, the women of God, you are not unequal. You are not less than. You are not to be defiled and denigrated and treated as objects. You are to be treated as my glorious treasure that I sent my son to die. That's his message to her. Stand up for truth, women. Don't be afraid. Believe a lie or speak the truth. Stop believing a lie and speak the truth, even about yourselves. Because I'm behind you. He's our rear guard, and he's for us.